Thank you, Dr. Kaminsky, for that introduction. Again, my name's Eric DeBoer, and today I'll be discussing part of my master's research at the University of Arkansas, looking at winter injury of ultra dwarf Bermuda grasses. So I'll start with a quick background section. Ultra dwarfs historically are best adapted for tropical and subtropical climates, and they're historically they've been planted in the southeastern United States. And this map is just a imperfect representation of the region where, in the past, normal use of ultra dwarf greens, where greens have been planted. And so recently, ultra dwarfs have been moving further north and are being planted further north into the transition zone. And each one of these stars represents a golf course that has converted to ultra dwarf Bermuda grass. And they've even planted ultra dwarfs as far north as Rockport, Indiana. And so as these ultra dwarfs move further north, there's inherent risk of sustaining winter injury. And this picture illustrates winter injury on a champion putting green in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And so our research looks at two main effects of winter injury, and that is winter injury from low temperature exposure and crown tissue desiccation. And the first effect I'll be discussing is low temperature exposure. And one way superintendents commonly combat this injury is through the use of protective covers. And protective covers have been very well documented to provide winter protection and also hasten spring greenup of Bermuda grass. And currently, the USGA recommends covering Bermuda grass greens when forecasted low temperatures are to reach negative 4 degrees Celsius. But on a transition zone golf course, this temperature can be forecasted many times throughout a winter, and this can result in many covering and removal events to allow for play on warmer winter days. And so if you can lower the temperature when it becomes necessary for covering these greens, you can have an impact on a golf course's budget by reducing the covering events, which would reduce labor costs. And then you're also keeping the golf course open more days throughout the winter, which can increase revenue. And so the first question we asked, is it possible to reduce this temperature without negatively impacting the turf in the spring? And now addressing the second cause of winter injury, crown tissue desiccation. Specifically desiccation due to hydrophobic soils. And hydrophobic soils repel water, and this can result in formation of localized dry spot. And localized dry spot can be very apparent on turf that's actively growing, but on Bermuda grasses that have a dormancy period in the winter, localized dry spot may not be as obvious. And so we're wondering about what the effect of localized dry spot on a dormant turf is. And what got us interested in this was an unrelated wetting agent trial at the University of Arkansas. A wetting agent was applied in September, and then the following spring, it was noted that plots that received the wetting agent actually greened up faster than control plots. And so we decided to look at what would be the effect of making a late season wetting agent application on the spring greenup of ultra dwarfs spring greenup of ultra dwarfs. And so the objectives of our study, the first objective was to examine different temperature thresholds for covering putting greens, and these are looking at predicted low temperature thresholds. And then also we investigated the effect of a late season wetting agent application on the spring greenup of Bermuda grass. So now I'll move into some materials and methods. This research was conducted at the Arkansas Agricultural Research and Extension Center in Fayetteville, Arkansas. We chose the three most widely used cultivars of ultra dwarfs, Tiff Eagle, Champion, and Miniverde. And then we chose to use four different cover temperature thresholds, ranging from the current USGA recommendation of negative 4 degrees Celsius to negative 9.4 degrees Celsius. And we obtained the forecasted temperatures from NOAA.gov for Fayetteville, Arkansas. And then these were compared to an uncovered control. Now the covers we used were custom made for this trial from Exton, and they were permeable black woven polypropylene covers. And once a forecasted temperature, a cover for a specific temperature was placed, it remained on the plot until a forecasted high temperature of greater than 7.2 degrees Celsius. This was designed to mimic a transition zone golf course that may remove covers on warmer winter days to allow for play. And then for all the cover temperature thresholds, we kept track of how many times the covers were on, as well as how many days total they were on. The wetting agent we used, we chose to use Revolution. We just applied it at the label rate using a CO2-powered plot sprayer, and we compared that to plots that did not receive wetting agents. And so the experimental design was a strip split plot design. One strip was cultivar, and the other strip was cover temperature. And then we split the cultivar by cover temperature treatments with a wetting agent application. And then this is just a drone image of what the experimental area looked like from the sky when all the covers were placed on the treatments. And so the data we collected that I'll be discussing today is percent green turf coverage that we used getting with digital image analysis. And then we analyzed both years separately due to inconsistencies in sampling dates across years. And we did this using repeated measures, analysis of variance in SAS Proc Mixed, and we included day of year in the analysis. And so moving into some results in discussion, this is the ANOVA for percent green turf coverage in 2016. Here we have three of our highest order interactions that I'll be discussing. Cultivar by day of year, cover temperature by day of year, and wetting agent by day of year. And so the first interaction I'll be discussing is cover temperature by day of year, and I'll have a few more graphs that are set up similar to this. So I'll set this graph up, and then the graphs following will be similar. The X, you have the date. On the Y axis, you have percent green turf grass coverage, and then the error bar represents the least significant difference for comparing means. And what you can see in this graph is this was a very mild winter, and the control plots that did not receive covers at some dates were had statistically less green turf coverage, but they really didn't separate themselves from the plots being covered. But you can and the other thing to note here too is that regardless of cover temperature, they really weren't very different from each other. They weren't statistically different from each other. And so looking at the effect of the cultivar on percent green turf coverage in the spring, you can see that outside of the first sampling date, Champion really lagged behind Mini Verde and Tiff Eagle as far as greening up and reduced winter injury. Mini Verde and Tiff Eagle had significantly less turf injury in the spring. And here's a photo just kind of illustrating that. You can see the plot in the front is Champion, and it's definitely delayed turf green up on April 21st, and Mini Verde and Tiff Eagle look similar. Now moving to the wetting agent by day of year interaction, you can see the blue line represents plots treated with Revolution, and outside of the first sampling day, at every date, plots treated with the wetting agent had significantly greater green turf coverage than untreated control plots. And here's an image just showing the previous graph. Revolution plot much greener than the untreated control on April 21st, 2016. And so here's our analysis of variance for green turf coverage for 2017. And this for 2017, we actually had a three-way interaction of cultivar, cover temperature, and day of year. And so this next graph, I'll be discussing that interaction. You can see we have on the x-axis, we have date, and then turf coverage again on the y-axis. And then each graph represents a different cultivar. And so the first cover temperature threshold, this is the current USGA recommendation. And as we add the different cover temperatures, you can see they all are very similar to each other. We did have one anomaly that we don't really have an explanation for. Of the 22 degree cover for Mini Verde had significantly greater turf coverage than other treatments. We don't really know why this happened. But the other thing that I would like to point out, similar to 2016, cover treatments aren't really separating themselves from each other. And again, Champion with the Arrow has significantly less green turf coverage in the spring. So this photo just illustrates, this is taken on March 21st of this year, and you can see Mini Verde and Tiff Eagle look relatively similar, and Champion has a lot less green turf at this point. And this illustrates the cover temperatures, and you can see within cultivars, regardless of cover temperature, they all look similar to each other. And unlike 2016, our uncovered control plots had minimal green turf coverage, nothing, almost zero. And so now I'll move to some conclusions, and then after my conclusions, I'll be talking about some potential implications of this research. Overall, protective covers across all cultivars reduced winter injury. There was increased winter injury on Champion. Tiff Eagle and Mini Verde performed much better. And in 1 year, the first year of the trial, a wetting agent application did significantly increase green turf grass coverage in the spring. And so some financial implications of this work, Jared Nemitz at the Peninsula Club in Cornelius, North Carolina, he's been tracking his covering labor since 2012. And based off of just averages of the labor, he's come up with a cost of around $742 to cover and uncover 21 putting greens at his golf course. And you can see the cost for covering can range widely depending on what I presume to be the weather for that winter. And so using the data that we collected at the University of Arkansas these past 2 years, when I combine the total number of days covered and the covering events, if you lower the temperature for covering from the current recommendation of -4 to -9.4, with the data we collected, we were able to reduce cover events by 14 and also increase the days open for play by 41, and that translated to a savings of $10,000, and these were two relatively mild winters. And so just one final conclusion, our research showed we were able to reduce the total number of days covered by lowering the cover temperature without significantly impacting the turf grass in the spring, and this can have beneficial impacts for golf courses. So with that, I'd like to acknowledge the USGA for their funding of this trial, thank my advisors and the U of A turf team, and then also I have a poster tomorrow afternoon just looking at the effects of a late fall wetting agent on Bermuda grass. So now I'll take any questions.
Do you have time for questions?
Do you report a thermal couple underneath the covers to see how much offering you're actually getting out of those covers that they're in place?
Yeah, so the question was, did we have a thermal couple taking temperatures underneath the covers? We did. I didn't present the data. We had it at 2.54 centimeters below the cover, and it was providing some. The covered plots were staying warmer, not markedly warmer, but just a few degrees warmer. Yes?
The N3, when it got that cold, did it recover at all?
The question was, did the untreated plots recover after this cold season? We waited a little while to see if they were going to come back, and nothing was coming back, and so we eventually just renovated it with plugs from the green and pushed them over, keeping the cultivars the same. And yeah. Yes?
What do you attribute the effect of the wetting agent to?
So the question is, what was the effect of the wetting agent? We believe, based off of our volumetric water content data that we took that I didn't present, due to rainfall, during 2017, when we didn't have a wetting agent effect, the volumetric water contents were consistently higher. And so we think that as the soil has less volumetric water content, the wetting agent may have more of an effect of keeping water in the profile.
So the water's holding heat in a little bit longer, maybe?
That may be due to that as well.